good person here, maybe more. So I want to tell you a story about kids. How many of you are like 3, 4, 5, or 6? Five. Got a five-year-old. How old are you? 4. Okay. 3, 4, 5, or 6. Who's 3? 2, 5, 4, 5, and 6. Okay, this story involves some kids that age. Then it involves some really old kids that are like 10 and 11. Do you know anyone that's 10 or 11? It's pretty old. Pretty old, yeah, okay. Okay, are you 10? How old are you? 11? Oh, you're really old. How old are you? 8. Okay, so you're 11. So when I was 10, I had my best friend next door who was Joy. She was 11. And we needed money. Do any of you need money? Okay, you need money? Okay, I need money. We needed money. And so our idea was to have a Kool-Aid stand. And the brilliant idea was you buy Kool-Aid, you put in sugar and water, then in your front yard you go out and you put up a little table and you say, Kool-Aid, 5 cents. Not very much money, is it? It's kind of stupid. And then you hope people come by and buy Kool-Aid from you for 5 cents. Now it would be, who knows, a dollar. So that was our idea. We're going to have a Kool-Aid stand. Well, we put up our little table. We had 2 chairs. We had a pitcher of Kool-Aid, and we had our cups, and we had the sign Kool-Aid. Except nobody came. We lived on a street that had 8 houses on each side facing each other. Nobody came. Well, it was Sunday, and we saw a car drive by, and it had 3 little kids in it. And they went to their house because they'd just come home from church. And we thought, wow, maybe we'll get those 3 little kids to come back down here and buy Kool-Aid. We thought, my goodness, if they each just buy 1 cup, that's only 3 cups. We'll have like 15 cents, which is really close to nothing. So how do we get each of these 3 kids to spend all their money on Kool-Aid? So we had an idea. I had a skateboard, and it was really big. This was back when you actually used skates on a skateboard. And so I had a skateboard that was 6 feet long. Anybody know how high 6 feet is? It's about this high, right here. That's how high 6 feet is. So we had a skateboard, and it had 1 little skate in front and had 2 in back. And all the little kids in the neighborhood wanted to ride my skateboard, but I wasn't nice enough to let them. But on this day, I thought, maybe if they buy 3 glasses of Kool-Aid, I'll give them 1 ride in the skateboard. They thought that was a good deal. They didn't know it was really a bad deal. So at this point, I want you to sit on my skateboard. Can I have some volunteers here? Here's my skateboard right here. Can you come back here, buddy? Can you sit here? Okay, this is how long my skateboard was. Can you guys come sit here? This is the front of the skateboard. Can you sit here? Let's see how many guys we can get in the skateboard. Can you sit right here in these white things? Sit here. Let's see if we can get 3. You sit down right here. This is the skateboard. Sit here on the paper. Oh, good, good. You can sit there. You can sit there. Okay, you got to crouch up because we got to fit a lot of people here. We got to make a lot of money here. Okay, okay. And you got to put your feet forward, otherwise you'll be hanging over the side here. Good. And this skateboard is going to go fast. You guys ready? I hope it moves. I'm going to push. Uh-oh, didn't move. Anyway, it's fast enough right now? Okay, you're smart. So we had all these three little kids in their 2 white dresses and white shirt and white shorts going down the hill. We're going pretty fast. And that was fun, and they were screaming and excited. And I was in back pushing, and Joy was in front steering. It was going great. But going over these bumps in the sidewalk tore off one of the wheels in back. That's not good. And you know what else wasn't good? Mr. Austin was watering his lawn. And when he watered his lawn, there was one place where all the water sat and came out in the sidewalk, and it made a mud puddle. And that's right where the wheel came off, right by the mud puddle. Who'd have thought that could happen? So the skateboard went to the side. These 3 little kids went in the mud puddle. What color do you think their white clothes were after a mud puddle? What color?
Brown.
Brown is a color. Brown is a color. That's not a good color for white. So now all of these little white dresses and little white shorts are brown. And Joy and I thought, oh no, this is a problem. We're going to be in trouble. Have you ever felt like you're going to be in trouble? Not a good feeling. I've been there a few times. And so I thought, oh no. And they were just kind of there wiping off, and they were kind of surprised how ugly they looked right now. And they were worried, and they thought, oh, we got to go home and face our parents. And Joy and I thought this would be a good time to close our Kool-Aid stand. A really good time. So we ran up, we took down the table, we took the Kool-Aid and we poured it in the grass, and we took our chairs and we ran away. And those little kids had to go home and tell their parents something. I don't know what they told them because I wasn't there. I think their parents actually knew everything. But you know what, Joy and I thought? We were afraid that their parents were going to call our parents and get us in trouble for getting all those little white dresses brown. So we hid and we hoped that the phone wouldn't ring. And we hoped their parents wouldn't call. And you know what happened? Those three little kids lived in the upper half of the street. So we didn't want to go up there because we were afraid their parents would come out and say, hey, you're in trouble for getting our kids' clothes dirty. So do you know what happened? Our world, our street got half as long because we couldn't go the other half because we were afraid and we felt guilty. So our whole world got smaller because of fear and guilt. And it went on that way for a couple years. And all we had to do is go up there to the house and say, you know what? We messed up. Do you think you could ever go to someone and say, I made a mistake? Could you do that? Be kind of hard, wouldn't it? But I wished in retrospect I'd gone and apologized and said I was sorry so that I wouldn't live with fear and guilt for the next couple years. So I want you to think about that. Next time you make a mistake, if you just go tell the people, wow, I really messed up. I'll give you even my Kool-Aid money if I have to pay for the cleaning of those things there. Then your world doesn't get small and contracted because of fear and guilt. Have you ever said you're sorry? You did it? What's your name?
Ethan.
Keaton said he was sorry once. That's better than some people. I know people that never say sorry. Nice going, Keaton. Okay, we can go back to our seats, but on your way, could you stop and pick up? Well, actually, first we have to have a prayer. I'm sorry, I forgot. Can I pray first? Can we bow our heads for a second? Dear Lord, thank you so much that you love us and you can forgive us even when we get mud on our clothes and we put mud on other people's clothes. Help us to be able to say we're sorry so we don't have to live with fear and guilt. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Can you pick up the money here now? Can you pick up?